This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Eliminate bags under your eyes in minutes with Instantly Ageless from GCNLife.com.
Perpetually standing in the breach and always ready to stay in the fight. Coming to you from an undisclosed broadcast location. Presented by AR-500 Armor. The Armored Republic cometh. This is Lock and Load with Bill Frady.
And hour number three. Coming to you live from the AR-500 Armor Radio Studio, this is Lock and Load. And this portion of the show is brought to you by Aero Precision.
For over 25 years, Aero Precision has paved the way as a leading manufacturer of American-made AR parts. Aero Precision caters to the rifle builder by engineering quality receivers, handguards, and other essential parts. Aero Precision's added enhancements create a smooth build process from start to finish for beginners and seasoned builders.
Whether this is your first rifle or your 50th,
Aero Precision offers everything you need to make a quality AR at an affordable price.
Check them out at AeroPrecisionUSA.com. I've got a question for you, if you would consider it. Chicago Mayor Lori Lightfoot, in her confrontation with Texas Senator Ted Cruz over guns used in Chicago crime, which, as Cruz pointed out in response to the Dayton and El Paso shootings, they occur in a city which has their own mass murder equivalent virtually every weekend. And we never talk about what happens there during the week. Does no crime happen in Chicago during the week? I'm sure it does. Well, the mayor decided to blame guns brought in from Republican-controlled states. And she blames Republicans for gun violence in her city this past, Monday night last week, telling Republican Texas Senator Ted Cruz to keep our name out of your mouth and posting a chart that claims 60% of guns recovered in Chicago come from out of state. And then she tweeted, 60% of illegal firearms recovered in Chicago come from outside Illinois, mostly from states dominated by coward Republicans like you who refuse to enact common sense gun legislation. Keep our name out of your mouth. The mayor hasn't really got any sort of an idea about, I don't know, maybe practicing a little diplomacy here and there. It does not seem like she's got that going on. But she's also the poster child for hypocrisy on this one. But what she fails to note is that what is important is not where the weapons came from, but what happened to the gun criminals and gangbangers afterward, if apprehended at all, which in Lightfoot, Chicago, is virtually nothing. She should talk to Chicago Police Superintendent Eddie Johnson, who's been highly critical of the courts and gun law enforcement. As the Chicago Tribune editorial board recently noted, a new Chicago Police Department website, the Gun Offender Dashboard, publicizes data about adults charged with gun crimes, including already public information about how the courts handled bail for those defendants. Site lists the defendant's name, arrest date, charge, and whether he or she posted a full cash bond, 10% of that amount, or was released without posting any money. Chicago Police Superintendent Eddie Johnson's motivation for this website is his concern that judges allow too many alleged gun offenders stay out of jail while they await trial, and all too often they get back on the street and commit another weapons offense. And he cites these statistics to make his case. Of the 4,311 people arrested in 2018 on a felony weapons charge, 5.5% were released pending trial and then rearrested on another felony weapons offense. The overall rearrest rate for any charge for individuals arrested on a felony weapons charge and then released pending trial was 34%. So they literally have the revolving door in Chicago. Literally. They also know, and they've taken this down to a pretty good science here. They know that most of the crime happening in Chicago is at the It's due to about 1,400 individuals in the city. Now that in and of itself is quite, I don't know, should we say startling when you consider it. And many gun and gang crimes in Chicago are drug-related, 83%, I think. President Obama commuted the sentences of many drug offenders, including those who possessed a gun during the commission of their crimes. And I don't know where this comes from. Obama on Thursday commuted the sentences of nearly 100 federal inmates during hard time, and almost one in five were in jail, partially because of the illegal guns they carried. This was when he was in power. Of those who had their terms commuted this week, 19 were behind bars on a combination of drug charges that also involved firearms possession, often multiple counts, usually by a prohibited possessor. The president commuted 111 federal prisoners in late August, in which a number of those with firearms charges were featured. Earlier the same month, he did likewise for 214 inmates, including 56 with gun felonies. So the Chicago police superintendent is pleading for stricter penalties for repeat gun offenders. And he did that after a Chicago police commander was gunned down. So Noel Sanchez, the commander of the South Chicago Police District, was shot while working the streets on the 8800 block of South Saginaw Avenue. The gunman fled to a nearby home, touching off an hours-long standoff with a SWAT team before five people were taken into custody that Friday. Multiple guns were also recovered. Johnson cited that incident as an example of how gang members have become more emboldened, in part because of what the superintendent considers lenient penalties for gun offenses. Now, he has spoken in favor of proposed legislation designed to make it harder for judges to impose light sentences for repeat gun offenders. And the goal of the legislation is to ensure that they face several years in prison. He singled out a 21-year-old man as an example of why the legislation was needed. This guy was arrested in February on a felony weapons violation, sentenced to 7 years in prison in April. He was assigned to boot camp and was already out on parole in August. when he was arrested again for gun possession on the west side, in the west side Austin community. So he was away for about 6 months. So most of their gun violence stems from the gangbangers, particularly those imported from south of the border and from the steady supply of illegal drugs that are a consequence of open borders. And it's called gun violence when, in fact, it's gang violence, which is fueled by drug trafficking. So maybe Lightfoot could explain the revealing fact that under Obama, prosecutions for federal gun crimes in his hometown of Chicago were almost non-existent. And it's absolutely hypocritical to call for common sense gun laws when existing gun laws are not being enforced at all in Chicago. Investors Business Daily pointed out in their 2013 editorial, Obama Chicago dead last in federal gun prosecutions. During that time, there was a town hall with Chicago gun victims, and they left out a few details. Cleopatra Cowley Pendleton, mother of a murdered 15-year-old Chicago teen, Hadia Pendleton, was one of 20 mothers who lost children to criminal violence, who were at the White House last Thursday to hear Obama speak once again on the need for gun control. But Obama did not tell this group that Syracuse University's Transactional Records Access Clearinghouse shows that the Northern Illinois District ranked 90th out of 90 in prosecutions of federal weapons crimes per capita. So to her point that most of the guns are largely imported, consider her city where most gun crime is gang-related, is a sanctuary city which is run by gangs who battle for turf in drug wars which are fueled by Mexican drug cartels. Those charged with gun crimes are caught and released, if they're caught at all. And her policies are importing gun criminals to prey on the innocent in Chicago. So, we'll just keep on comparing Mayor Lightfoot, because you are a violence sanctuary city, too. It's perfectly okay, I guess, in your viewpoint, to have that said violence. So, I weep for you, Chicago. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load. We'll be right back.
Today, weapons and optics are built tough, but they have to remain dialed in. Enter Air Armor Tech. Created to protect the $500,000 helmet of the F-35 Lightning II aircraft, Air Armor Tech can likewise protect your weapons during transport. Under pressure, air is uncompromising. Rigid or collapsible using the power of inflation or deflation. High tech and elemental. To learn more, go to airarmortech.com. Air Armor Tech. Protective. Lightweight. These are military-grade inflatable cases.
The Roman legions, the samurai, and the Knights of the Round Table. They understood body armor has long been a necessary tool. Today, AR-500 armor sets the standard for steel core body armor. Reimagining ballistic steel, AR-500 armor employs a fragmentation and spalling coating to mitigate damage, giving you that second chance to stay in the fight. AR-500 armor is the leading high-value solution for body armor. AR-500armor.com. Join the Armored Republic and stay in the fight.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. danpilla.com.
Anytime, any place, anywhere, radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
If you owe money to the IRS, you need to hear this. The IRS is cracking down on those who owe back taxes. It starts with a devastating letter. And if you don't act immediately, you could find yourself having your wages garnished or have a lien placed on your property. But there's a solution. Tax 10,000 can help. Avoid enforced compliance, where these holds on your income and seizure of your home could become a nightmare that just won't end. Call 800-239-9957 now and speak to one of our experts. 800-239-9957 is the number to link you directly to a tax resolution specialist who will negotiate with the IRS on your behalf. Working through the IRS Fresh Start program, all the forms will be handled for you. All you have to do is make the toll-free call. 800-239-9957. Find out if you qualify and possibly save yourself thousands of dollars, not to mention a lot of headaches. It could be the best call you've made today. That number again, 800-239-9957. The service does not provide tax settlement or legal services. We will refer you to a company that does provide such services. Often the IRS will not agree to any reduction in the amount owed. Not all taxpayers who owe more than $10,000 will qualify for a tax reduction program.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
From the AR-500 Armor Radio Studio, this is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Aero Precision.
For over 25 years, Aero Precision has paved the way as a leading manufacturer of American-made AR parts. Aero Precision caters to the rifle builder by engineering quality receivers, handguards, and other essential parts. Aero Precision's added enhancements create a smooth build process from start to finish for beginners and seasoned builders.
Whether this is your first rifle or your 50th,
Aero Precision offers everything you need to make a quality AR car at an affordable price.
Check them out at AeroPrecisionUSA.com. Recently, a U.S. representative named James Sensenbrenner, Republican from Wisconsin, has decided he's not going to seek re-election in 2020. And that sparks new worries among the GOP that retaking the House in 2020 might be nearly impossible. Although Sensenbrenner's district should be safe, as should about half of the more than dozen seats in districts where Republicans are retiring, it never helps to lose an incumbent. It's interesting how many Republicans are getting out of the game. But I digress. Having said all that, in 2020, the control of the House may be well near irrelevant. Over time, the House has had one major constitutional duty, which is the budget. All spending and taxation bills must originate in the House. But in all likelihood, the decline of the House started in 1995 with the newly elected Republican Congress under Newt Gingrich caved into media pressure to give Bill Clinton his bloated budget. Since then, no House has attempted to control the deficits or the debt. For 8 years under George W. Bush, the rationale was to fund the war on terror. Then under Barack Obama, the Democratic House had no intention of dealing with the deficits or the debt. And for 8 years under both Democrats and Republicans, nothing was done to recapture the budget process. Continuing resolutions were the rule of the day. Enter Nancy Pelosi, whose Congress openly and energetically vowed to do utterly nothing in the wake of actual legislation, but instead they decided to investigate and otherwise obstruct President Donald Trump. Thus marks the final transition of the House into irrelevance. Meanwhile, Trump has been marching through his presidency like Sherman through Georgia, canceling bad trade deals and negotiating new ones and imposing tariffs, and most recently, he's building the wall. While everybody's been watching Robert Mueller testify, his reallocation of Department of Defense funds to build the wall was upheld, and wall construction has started. And in some places, it's been completed in California and Arizona. He predicts that fully 500 miles of the wall will be completed by 2020. And the House had nothing whatsoever to do with it. It would be possible for a Democrat House to pass a budget that would not be anything close to what the Senate would pass, then fight it out in reconciliation and see a Trump-unfriendly budget get vetoed. But even if the Republicans lose a few more seats in 2020, they won't have a veto-proof majority. The House, even if they gain more Democratic seats, cannot override a Trump veto. When it comes to another signature issue for Trump judges, Mitch McConnell in the Senate has been a machine. Trump's appointees are closing in on 30% of the federal bench total, and there's a whole bunch more waiting in the wings. It's entirely possible that Trump will get at least one and maybe another Supreme Court pick. And what role does the House play in that? None. Trump has already canceled NAFTA, and in its place, he has negotiated a new trade agreement that must be approved by both the House and the Senate. But if the House refuses to act, NAFTA is still dead. The House can only confirm and add to Trump's power, but they cannot reduce it. So two rules apply here. Rule number one, a muscle that is not used atrophies. The House's constitutional muscle is budget making. If it has voluntarily abdicated that role, who needs it? Rule number two is that nature abhors a vacuum. If the House doesn't pass immigration bills as Trump has begged it to, or address DACA as Trump has begged it to, or write a budget that Trump can sign, then it has consigned themselves to irrelevance. You know, and we should be a little sad about this, because it was not the founders' vision for the House to be the least relevant of the legislative process. And in the minds of many of the founders, it has to be the most democratic, or it was to be the most democratic and responsive to the people. Once the House ceded its most fundamental responsibility, it was inevitable that those duties would be done by the executive. And maybe it is entirely possible that many of the House retirees intuitively know that the House has become meaningless. They may well know that, although the process has been long in developing. And Nancy Pelosi has turned the House of Representatives into the American equivalent of the House of Lords. Now, this House, and, you know, I like to think that Trump would have worked with them, but this idea that there was some mandate in place right after he gets elected. Now, you've got a mandate in the House to go after the guy that just got elected for president, right? We have the Russian collusion story, which was a bunch of junk. It was fake. It was never factual. We've got all these other things that they accuse him of. And Trump is actually quite open about this. He does, you know, let's be honest here. He does enjoy poking them. He enjoys poking the Democrats to no end. The squad is. And we haven't heard that much out of them lately, but AOC is about to be, you know. There's challengers coming out of the woodwork now, and all of the old school Democrats are in trouble of being, you know, primaried by people more left than they are, like Jerry Nadler out of New York. He's going to be primaried probably by another Democrat, and he's desperate to impeach the president. And Pelosi knows how that's going to play, and that's just going to further, you know, there. You can only shoot yourself in the head so many times. And the Democrats are just, you know, it's like the head that they're shooting has all kinds of unshot places because they continually shoot themselves in the head. And we as Americans, I mean, we don't need more laws. We just need to enforce the laws. We need to reduce the debt. We need to, you know, close the borders. There's a lot of things we could do for and look at other things a later day. Congress, the way it's working, is a dysfunctional entity, except for the Senate. The Senate is functioning, despite Schumer and Blumenthal and Durbin and all those other fun boys. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
Every month we give away thousands of dollars in guns and gear at gunwinner.com. Catering to the shooter, hunter, prepper, or collector. All giveaways are free to enter courtesy of the contest sponsors. You can win guns from companies like Nighthawk Customs, Springfield, and many more. Every month, the giveaways, the contests, everything begins again, so go to gunwinner.com and enter to win. For all of your gun deals and giveaways, gunwinner.com.
Now you know. I will meet you there.
Like a piece of Americana, this is Nighthawk Custom. Completing Browning's vision of the 1911, Nighthawk Custom is not a mass production facility. Each custom touch is machined to an exacting standard, with the heart and soul of each craftsman that takes it through the process. Traditional or tactical, Nighthawk Custom delivers a weapon you can trust with your life. Custom to your specification or ready to ship with the reserve line. For their complete selection, go to NighthawkCustom.com. Nighthawk Custom. One gun, one gunsmith.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
A federal court reinstated a nationwide injunction on Monday against President Trump's rule that denied asylum to anyone who passed through another country en route to the United States. The administration's policy would force migrants to apply for asylum in the first country they arrive in after fleeing their home country instead of passing through Mexico into the United States and then requesting asylum. President Trump presents the Medal of Valor to several members of law enforcement while also honoring some civilian heroes from the recent mass murders in El Paso, Texas and Dayton, Ohio. The president says there's no doubt these people helped save lives.
To every one of the heroes we recognize today, thank you and God bless you all. Thank you very much.
In all, 5 civilians from Texas and 6 police officers from Ohio were recognized at the White House. President Trump is in North Carolina holding one of his Keep America Great Again rallies. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
Hey, travelers, do you want to save money on your next flight? Then pick up the phone and call. That's right, call, because the best prices are not online. They're with SmartFares. See, SmartFares has special deals with the airlines. When they have unsold seats, they use SmartFares to fill them. So you get airline tickets at ridiculously low prices. Our prices are too low to publish online. With the extra money you'll save, you can book another trip or treat yourself to dinner or shopping. So stop searching all of those travel sites to find the lowest price on your next flight. Let one of our SmartFares expert travel agents find ridiculously low prices for you. Call SmartFares today and get the best price on your next flight. Guaranteed. Also, save up to 50% off business and first class tickets.
800-871-3291. 800-871-3291. Again, that's 800-871-3291.
Hi, this is Sophie Winnick, longtime distributor and user of Longevity products. In the last few years, my family went through a crisis. Everything else in my life, including my business, had to be put on the back burner. Thankfully, life is getting back to normal now. But the one thing I never had to worry about was my business and my monthly commission. I've been a distributor for Longevity for over 17 years, since before it was Longevity. And I've got to say, the most amazing thing about this company is the people. While my family was in crisis, other distributors stepped in and helped my customers, simply because that's what Longevity people do, even for people they don't know. For me, it has never been about getting rich. It was about a product I could stand behind, a company I could count on, and a monthly commission check that has never, not once, been late in 17 years. Longevity is truly a business for everyone, even people who have too much to do. I'm Sophie Winnick. I'm just like you. I have a real life, real ups and downs, but I know I will always have Longevity.
Live from the AR500 Armor Radio Studio, this is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Aero Precision.
For over 25 years, Aero Precision has paved the way as a leading manufacturer of American-made AR parts. Aero Precision caters to the rifle builder by engineering quality receivers, handguards, and other essential parts. Aero Precision's added enhancements create a smooth build process from start to finish for beginners and seasoned builders.
Whether this is your first rifle or your 50th,
Aero Precision offers everything you need to make a quality AR at an affordable price.
Check them out at AeroPrecisionUSA.com. Semantic infiltration, terminology, verbal terminology, within the political realm is typically defined in its various forms as unknowingly adopting the terms used by an opponent in such a way as to undermine one's own argument. For example, those of us that say assault weapon, those of us that say gun violence, those of us that, you know, that kind of thing, that use active shooter, that use those kind of terms. Now, with the help of their cronies in the mainstream media, the leftists are exceptionally good at semantic infiltration. Take, for example, the words illegal alien. And the term is simple enough. When a citizen from a foreign country enters a country not of his origin, he is alien to that newly entered country because by birth, he's not a citizen of it or from it. Very simple. This is not, you know, this is not rocket science. Throughout the late 1990s, in order to shift the emphasis away from the very real fact that Mexican nationals crossing the border into the United States were doing so illegally, the left coined the disingenuous term undocumented immigrant. The fake stream legacy media, clearly understanding Nazi Germany's propaganda technique used to influence public perception, began repeating the term undocumented immigrant relentlessly, like assault weapon. Undocumented in this case infers that illegal aliens simply lack the correct documentation that affords them the same basic rights as a legal citizen of the United States. Since we take pride in our country having risen to greatness in large part through mass legal immigration, the term immigrant seemingly provides a level of equal status. Through semantic infiltration, the left and the mainstream media paint the perception that those who have traveled into our country illegally are not at all different from those who have immigrated. And the proof of their effectiveness in establishing politically correct semantic infiltration is when we observe Republican politicians, right-leaning political pundits, and even Fox News adopting the term. This is despite a 2012 ruling by the Supreme Court in which it used the term illegal alien because of its descriptive precision. In a very similar manner, the left uses the word democracy to describe our form of government. In her attempt to justify the abolition of the Electoral College as a form of electing the President of the United States, Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez recently stated that the Electoral College is democracy-altering. This would be absolutely true if it were not for the fact that she was referring to the United States of America, which is not a democracy. Does this basic minor detail hinder AOC and the leftists and the mainstream media and even many on the right from repeatedly referring to the United States as a democracy? Not at all. The reason is because of the astonishing success the left has had when they use semantic infiltration to frame our form of government as a democracy rather than using the correct term representative republic. The term representative refers to the manner in which our republic functions. Ironically, in an effort to graft or further graft democracy into societal lexicon, they began using the Euro-inspired term representative democracy in their never-ending semantic infiltration assault. On November 6, 2012, Donald Trump tweeted, "The Electoral College is a disaster for democracy." He was correct. He was correct. He was not being left on that one. He was absolutely correct. A democracy cannot have an Electoral College since, by definition, a democracy is not representative. Now, there's a very simple yet crucial reason for arguing the distinction between a republic and a democracy. By blurring the definition by which our form of government was founded, they attempt to float any outrageous politically correct notion to the American public under the pretense of this will keep or this will help our democracy work the way it should. They blur the lines when it comes to guns all the time. They blur the lines. An active shooter. When I go practice this in the next few weeks for this class, I will be actively shooting. I will not be a rampage killer. I will be somebody practicing pistol craft, which is actually what I'm doing. I'm practicing pistol craft, but I'm an active shooter in those moments. I'm shooting on a regular basis, which makes me active. They refer to people that carry out these crimes as gunmen. I'm a gunman. They're murderers. I'm a gunman. They're always trying to blur that line. When Benjamin Franklin was asked at the end of the Philadelphia Convention in which form of government the American people were given, he famously answered, "A republic, if you can keep it." And to appreciate that response, it's important to recognize that our founding fathers were scholars in the highest sense. They recognized that before Rome was an empire, it was a republic, a collection of city-states that made up the whole. Individual city-states oftentimes lacked the military and economic capability to adequately defend against foreign invaders. But by banding together, the city-states got a considerably stronger military and an economic republic they would have to be reckoned with should a foreign enemy attempt an invasion. By joining the collective republic, each city-state's security was significantly increased. So with this historical knowledge, the Founding Fathers wisely determined that each of the 13 individual states were made much more secure when united together as a single republic. The Constitution, the Electoral College, the subsequent representation from each state were all based on a republic government comprised of a collection of states. Significantly, that's why the Pledge of Allegiance begins with citing an allegiance to the flag of the United States of America, which is a representation around the world of the Republic of the United States of America. and the distinction of us as a representative republic rather than a democracy is vital to individual freedom because it prevents tyranny of the masses. In today's heated political environment, a representative republic form of government makes it far less likely that 11 million people in California and New York who voted for the progressive candidate in the last election can impose their political will on the 11 million people in Indiana, Montana, North Carolina, Oklahoma, Tennessee, Montana, Arizona, West Virginia, Wyoming, Iowa, Missouri, and Idaho who did not. In 1814, John Adams wrote, "Democracy never lasts long. It soon wastes, exhausts, and murders itself. There never was a democracy yet that did not commit suicide." And why do they never last that long? Well, they become dictatorships, and they become authoritarianisms, and even John Adams recognized that. So, the intentional semantic infiltration by the left that our country is a democracy may on its surface seem a little inconsequential, but we have to uphold that distinction that we are indeed a republic, because that's a foundation. It's foundational to our way of life, which is the envy of the world, by the way. Yeah, it is the envy of the world. It's so bad. Why is everybody trying to get here? Why is everybody trying to get here if it is so, so bad? Anyway, when we get back, I'm going to talk about the big hoax. The big hoax. Meant to take your money? And they can't do it unless they take your guns. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
Fellow Patriots, my name is Todd Savage, founder of BlackRifleRealEstate.com. Like you, I was a prisoner of the alt-left sanctuary state until one day I chose to lead my family to freedom. Today we live on a sustainable 20-acre homestead where we shoot, hunt, garden, and homeschool our children without the tyranny of the nanny state looking over us. If you're ready to flee the city to the freedom of Idaho or Montana, our Black Rifle Real Estate team is here to help. Go to BlackRifleRealEstate.com. That's BlackRifleRealEstate.com.
Let me ask you something. What are you doing when you put money in a 401k or IRA, or store jumper cables in your vehicle, or purchase health insurance? You're preparing. You're preparing to ensure you have enough money for retirement. You're preparing for when your car battery dies, or to have assistance paying a major unexpected medical bill. That all makes sense. The same goes for building a food storage plan. You're preparing for when emergencies or disasters strike and shelves go empty at your grocery store. The best way to prepare is with My Patriot Supply. They've helped a million hardworking Americans become more self-sufficient. My Patriot Supply sells hundreds of items, including dozens of emergency food kits, at MyPatriotSupply.com. It could be an earthquake, a cyber attack freezing our banking system, or a disaster that shuts down our power grid for weeks. For all these emergencies and more, get your supplies and prepare today at MyPatriotSupply.com. No more rushing to find empty store shelves because you're too late. Do it now so you're ready. MyPatriotSupply.com.
With more people listening to radio than visit Google, Facebook, or YouTube, from the very young to the very old, everyone listens to radio. Pillow companies, alarm, identity theft, nutrition, insurance, banking, automotive, the list goes on and on. Billion-dollar businesses, why? The answer is radio, the media everyone tunes into. Find out how effective and affordable radio can be for your business. Contact 877-996-4327 or advertise at gcnlive.com.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Maybe not today. Maybe not tomorrow. But soon, you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live underground gopher. You need survivalist camps. The ultimate fully functional, off-the-grid, mobile survival bug-out house that's well-equipped and custom-built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement? You bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
Time on the firing line. Coming to you live from the AR-500 Armor Radio Studio, this is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Aero Precision.
For over 25 years, Aero Precision has paved the way as a leading manufacturer of American-made AR parts. Aero Precision caters to the rifle builder by engineering quality receivers, handguards, and other essential parts. Aero Precision's added enhancements create a smooth build process from start to finish for beginners and seasoned builders.
Whether this is your first rifle or your 50th,
Aero Precision offers everything you need to make a quality AR at an affordable price.
Check them out at AeroPrecisionUSA.com. Apparently, I hate science. Because I'm woke to the manifest truth about what the leftist elite currently call climate change. It is the second most staggering fraud ever perpetrated upon the American people under the media's promotion of the unstoppable candidacy of Beto, who is a furry. Now, like some suckers still do, I once believed that science was a rigorous process. You tested theories there, and you revised those theories in response to objective evidence. But in today's shabby practice, science is just a package of self-serving lies, buttressing the transnational leftist elite preferred narrative. Our alleged betters hope that labeling their propaganda science will science shame you into silence about what everyone knows is a scam. Nah. Climate change, as they are putting it out there to you, is a hoax. So you can come and arrest me for felony denial. Under that term, climate change does not refer to actual meteorological phenomena, but rather to the sordid rat king of lies, scams, and power grabs that we are commanded to accept as pagan gospel, lest we burn to a crisp or drown or suffer, whatever the Armageddon du jour is. Now, whenever you say climate change is a grift, and you should say that as often as possible, you're pointing out that this green on the outside, red on the inside fake frenzy is really just a set of intertwined grifts transparently designed to separate you from your freedom and your property in the name of somehow adjusting the weather. Your freedom has to go. Observing that climate change is steaming garbage served in a dirty ashtray is not disputing that the climate changes. That the climate is not static and never could be static is one of the reasons that this whole idea is ridiculous. Planet gets hotter, gets colder, sometimes quickly, sometimes over eons, and there are a bunch of reasons why, like the sun and volcanoes. Human-produced carbon might be one of the factors, but there's simply no evidence that it is a significant factor. Now, if they really cared about carbon, they would be up in arms about China and India, which are upping their output while we're slashing ours. Yet the ire, the object of their ire is your New York strip steak. Now, does that seem consistent with, one, someone truly concerned about atmospheric carbon, or two, someone who trembles with joy at the notion of bossing around you rubes out in gun-slash-Jesus land? The underlying premise of their claim seems to be that there's a right temperature for the Earth. And watch them sputter when you inquire about that perfect setting for Earth's thermostat. Because remember, if you ask questions, well, then you hate science. If they did stop telling you that you hate science long enough to respond, they might explain that, of course, there is no perfect temperature. It's not like L.A., where it's always 72 degrees. But then what are they comparing the present climate to in order to declare that our climate is getting worse? If you establish a climate baseline, then you can compare what's actually happening to the baseline, and that might demonstrate that the whole thing is baloney. That would be awkward. It happened after Katrina. Because Katrina was proof positive that Gaia is really ticked off, and then we had a bunch of years without much hurricane action at all. They might think this would be evidence that maybe the climate wasn't in chaos and that they would be happy to be proven wrong, but no, it doesn't work that way. Every time the weather fits the narrative, you see the proof is that the climate kooks are right. And every time the weather fails to fit the narrative, well, weather's not climate. At least until the next heat wave or storm. Then weather will totally be climate again. Heads, you must give us all your freedom and money. And tails, you must give us all your freedom and money. Now we're being told that we're all going to die, and I guess we're down to what, about 11 and a half years this go around. Of course, we've been told that many times that we're doomed and the deadlines have come and gone, and the doomsdayers not missing a beat. They're like old-timey Elmer Gantry's promising the apocalypse over and over and over and over again, with their hardcore true believers regularly showing up for the rapture over and over again, no matter how many times the four horsemen failed to turn up. We haven't even seen one of the horsemen. Back in the 70s, we were promised an ice age if we didn't give the left our money and our freedom. Then in the 80s, we were promised death by ozone hole if we didn't give the left our money and our freedom. And then doom by acid rain if we didn't give the left our money and our freedom. By the time they started promising that we were all going to die from global warming if we didn't give them our money and our freedom, I wanted the ice age. Some places don't get very many white Christmases. So where's my damn ice age? Ah, yeah, that's right. Only a climate denier. Climate, I deny thee, might wonder why we should hand over $110 trillion to people who've never once been right about their prediction. You evidently hate science if you expect the science people to be correct at least one time in a half century. And they're not even good at short-term prognostication. For several days, Hurricane Dorian was supposed to slam head-on into Florida, and then it didn't. The Obamas just bought a $15 million pad on the beach. What's that say about their faith in science? But don't worry, the guys batting zero so far will definitely get the temperature right in 2119. If we only just write them a huge check and transform ourselves from citizens to serfs. That's another big red flag. Have you noticed how science always tells us that the only possible response to the climate hullabaloo is to give the left exactly what they always wanted anyway? How lucky are the leftists to have had an existential problem drop in their laps where the only solution is for us to give them everything they could not otherwise convince us to give them? What a remarkable coincidence. And what's also weird is how nothing that we must do right now, no time to debate, it's a crisis thing of the children and in any way any inconveniences or calls for sacrifices from our climate crisis pushing elite. They really scored with the climate change. If they're going to manufacture a crisis in order to get the power and the money they craved, how will they do it any differently? Now, they might claim they, too, will have to sacrifice to the angry weather demon, but it's unclear how. I suppose they might stop flying across the globe to climate finger-wagging festivals in private jets and But, you know, call me jaded for thinking that if it's such a crisis today and they have not stopped doing it yet, they won't stop jetting about down the road. Now, you will. You will definitely stop flying, and you'll stop driving vehicles that you choose, and you'll stop eating cheeseburgers, and you'll use straws that don't disintegrate into gummy sludge in your Dr. Pepper. Them? Peter Buttigieg explained away his zipping around in Gulfstreams is necessary because it is important for him to be pestering people in Des Moines. Bet you that pretty much everything our bettors want to do will turn out to be important. And I'll bet that nothing that you want to do will be important. And one might think that if stopping carbon was important, you might want to explore nuclear power. But you'd be wrong, because if there's plenty of electrical power, they lose the political power that comes from divvying up a scarce resource. They control it, they control you. Cheap, plentiful power makes you freer, which is a bug, not a feature. And those millions of people in middle America who directly or indirectly rely on fracking and the rest of the fossil fuel industry, even Joe wants to shaft you, but you better learn to code or something, because it's your good job. You know, that's history, you know. So, but you'll be able to rest easy knowing that our moral superiors in Brooklyn and Alexandria and Santa Monica enjoyed showing you sweaty rubes who's really the boss by putting you in poverty. We'll be back again in 21 hours between now and then. Remember this, it has never been about gun control. Not once, not ever. It has been, it's always going to be about total control. This has been Lock and Load.
A Boyd's hardwood gun stock? Everyone. Crack stock? Back in action. Not the best fit? Now it's made for you. Tired look? Now the coolest gun in camp. Want tighter groups? Now you're more accurate than ever. A new Boyd's hardwood gun stock will make your firearm fit, function, and look better than ever. Boyd's. Rock your stock. Rock your gun.
What's in a name? If that name is Ace Firearms, you've just entered a very expensive business. First, a fully appointed gun shop with all the guns, ammo, and accessories you could possibly imagine. But then you enter the manufacturing facility that is home to Red Alligator Concealment, Militia Arms Customs, and so much more. Ace Firearms is beyond a simple gun shop. This is a totally peerless operation. To find out more, go to acefirearms.com. Ace Firearms. This is only the beginning.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens, and we're proud to promote amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Visit GCNLife.com for products like Luminesse. The Luminesse anti-aging skincare line restores youthful vitality and radiance to your skin, reducing the appearances of fine lines and wrinkles with stem cell technology. There's also Instantly Ageless, which works within 2 minutes, reducing under-eye bags, fine lines, wrinkles, and pores. Jeunesse has products to help you with how you look and feel in a very short time. Nobel-nominated Dr. Vincent Jampapa has designed several products helping the body perform better. Jeunesse products have a 30-day money-back guarantee, and they're available up to a 25% preferred price discount. See all of the amazing Jeunesse products at GCNLife.com or call toll-free 1-844-443-6637. 1-844-443-6637.